Time now to take a look around the NFC East. And that's presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. And Glenn, Dallas is good. This just in. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys, who have a bye week this week before hosting the Eagles a week from Sunday in Arlington, Texas. How good is this team?
A lot better than we thought. And the reason they're a lot better than we thought, Dave, is because two rookies. I mean, it's that simple. Ezekiel Elliott has run for over 700 yards in his first five games. He is on pace for a record season. We knew he'd be good. We knew their line blocking was good, but he's great. I mean, he breaks through tackles, and he's terrific. And the second thing is the kid, Dak Prescott, who I said in the preseason, let's all calm down on him. He's won big games. Them going into Green Bay and winning was a nice win for him. It was a big game. So they got that going, and what that does is it keeps their defense off the field. Yeah. The defense is what I thought would be their vulnerability. But if they can control the ball for 34 minutes a game, they're not going to give up all those points.
Now, if you were to ask the Washington Redskins, and we're not, they say that they run the NFC East. They feel very good. They've won four straight games. Mm-hmm. Impressive performance on Sunday. Kirk Cousins outstanding, missing his favorite weapon in Jordan Reed. Didn't seem to matter.
No, it didn't seem to matter. And yeah, they got good play out of the tight end. I'm still not a big believer in Washington. And I still think the Eagles kind of lost that game more than Washington won it. And if I'm grading the division now, and this pains me, I put the Cowboys at the top.
Yeah. And then the New York Giants, who had a really impressive comeback win. Odell Beckham goes bonkers against Baltimore. The Giants back on the winning side of things, still have that really potent passing game, nothing in the run game, but they come back to beat the Baltimore Ravens, and all of a sudden they are in the conversation in an NFC East that has four teams above 500.
Well, at 500.
At 500.
Yeah, okay, well, but here's what the Giants need to do. The Giants' next six, I think they're going to have to win five of these games, so here you go. At the Rams in London, home against the Eagles, Bengals, Bears, Browns, Steelers. It's an easier schedule than not. Can they win five of those games?
Not in Philadelphia, I know that. Or not, you know.
Well, they play the Eagles up there.
Up there.
Oh, you got that as a W for the Eagles. Okay,
yeah.
Well, there you go.
I got every game for a W
All right.
for the Eagles.
Okay.
It's just the way I am.
Yeah, I don't think they're a playoff caliber team, and they've hurt themselves with penalties. As you said, Beckham went off, but I'm not yet taking the Giants seriously.
Yeah, but it's a division that I think is back. It's tough. The Eagles start out with a stumble, and they've got five more games in the division to win. Amidst a very difficult schedule
not
for this football
NFC
team.
Not the NFC least anymore,
no,
is it?
It is the NFC beast, in my opinion. Well, hey, they may have the best team in the NFC.
I'll say it's the NFC yeast because it's rising.
Look at you, beer man. Well done. That's Glenn Macnow. I'm Dave Spadaro. That's our look around the NFC East presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got one more segment to go on Eagles 360. We'll be back in just one moment. Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles.